I really want to start from the beginning, except I want to talk about, you know, it's Akum also. It's just a side point. If I forget, remind me. But let me start. If I had nightmares, one nightmare I would have is to be teaching a fifth grade class, teaching the Parshas Baha, to Talmidim who learned a little bit of Mishnayos about me too. Try to teach from Parshas Baha, the Sugi Veinoi. And first of all, there's not a word about Shavuos. There's no word about Atzeret Moment. You have an Yisro Veinoi. And the whole Parsha is dealing with Karka. And Karka is anybody know it? So what's happening here? What's going on? I don't know what I would answer. But I'm not the first one who had trouble with it, apparently. The first one that I know who had open trouble or states he has trouble is the Pnei Yeshua in Bava Metzia. The Pnei Yeshua in Bava Metzia asks the obvious kashis, and he turns around and he says, "Venerally, the beemes liyin isura afilu b'karkois oslo nislachatchila." There's an isur. Okay, fine. There's an isur in karka also. Only reminded is from the lav. V'hod batin lu. Okay, may know. Hand the lovely similar koyalayo. Umemele, the lenitin lishov, and last way know. Why not? That's what's memele, lenitin. How do I know I don't have to get back to the, what, where would I know the chilik and karaka? You're just telling me it's me in the lav, then maybe I have to give back the money if I did take it. It's just a mute in lav who says it's a mute in the moment. The kaimelon, komaidom rachmone. You weren't supposed to take the money, but you took it. So it's good. And therefore, he says, the only reason I have to return, I know even the Noshus. It's not because of Dinei Noah, not because it's in the Parsha of Bahar, because in the Parsha of Leisigvo. Now, what I see here in the Pnei Yeshua is that Achzoras Einoah is nothing more than any other moment. It's in Leisigvo because my mom is not Shelley. If it's not my money, I have to give it back. It's not mine, so it's his. I give it back to the Hitchin. Any moment I have Shleikidin, I'm a chuv to give back. And he tells me, why do I have to give back? I have money Shleikidin. He says, it's Leisigvul. I keep it myself. It's Leisigvul. Okay? I mean, but it's a Chiddush, but it's Pashtus of the Pashtus of Psukim. If it's not being Maxir, if the Torah say no, but there's Gesel, then the Torah doesn't have to dump this. The Torah has already told me that Hitchin is Gesel, I should go out. So why does it have to put in the Pashtus of Noah? And we talk about the Parsha of Noah, we remind Karka from the Lav, okay, but the Lav is there, fine, all very good. Then I go back to Chumash, I look at the Ramban. Apparently, the Meishu didn't look at the Ramban. I don't know what's going on here. I can't believe he didn't know the Ramban. And when I look at the Ramban, I really don't know exactly what the Ramban is saying. When I come to later Achronim, they talk about the Ramban having four drachim. I'm not sure I can figure out the four drachim. If you look hard enough, you know, but I don't understand the Ramban altogether. He says two different things. He talks out of at least two sides of his mouth, and maybe four sides of his mouth. That's a nice sign. How do I know? He's telling you all the possibilities. But look at the, he says, yeah, sure, all the sheets you want. Yeah. Says he started to, okay, here, take it from the country. Aval Rabbi Seinu Chidshu Beinoa Tashlum Vishtus HaMekach Ubitla Mekach Yisr Vishtus Umizeh Bilvad Miyatu HaKarkois Lefi Shoina Behem Afilu Miyeshu Vishtus Mechila. It's only reasonable. He's telling me that this is a Chiddush and I know it, that less than Vishtus I can keep, more than Vishtus is Bitla Mekach. And the inherit karka, we were mamayit from the Yisr. Avol ein derech ne'odom vatlam ichom ne'enos. Went to the zoo. If it's less nishtus, people don't want to be mevatel the mekach. But basically, they would have the right to be mevatel the mekach. Is this different from what he said before or not? I don't know. I don't see this different. He's telling me that even at shtus, people wouldn't be mevatel the mekach. Because if you mevatel the mekach for shtus, then why do I have to give it back? Be mevatel the mekach. I don't know what, and klal, just another thing that bothers me. Didn't seem to bother me, sure. If you take all of this literally, both mishtus and mechilah, yes, and mishtus and mishtus exhalah, because people are mechil, both mishtus, and maybe a shtus itself also, if there wouldn't be a din, I get back my money. That was he's saying here. Why yes, I don't really know. But he says it, and more than shtus is bitl mekach. Then what is it? Bitl mekach, because I wouldn't have done this guy gavda. I was a toyus, it's bitl mekach, a toyus. So it's what the dask on the pruta. A pruta more, I want to be a vatel mekach. A pruta less, I'm moichel. And the shtus itself, he seems to be saying, I will also be moichel, if not for the fact that there's something to get my money back. I get my money back, why should I be moichel? I have a right to claim it. It's hard for me to say that this is das b'nei odom. Yes, once you're giving shurim, chazawar kivei shurim, on das b'nei odom, you have to have a ghoul someplace. This is the ghoul they made. And it may be because the shtus is no man's land. That's the other, more or less. So that's why they said that the shtus, you have to be chaser. No, that's if chazor shtus is also kind of a drabonon, halacha moshe misinai, or whatever it is. V'dor shachachomim, v'chiv g'mem k'kanoi, dovar nikmi adliyat, fine. L'mad no sheesh b'ino din miyuchod b'metaltalin, she'ein noinoig b'karkois. Who absorbs moment? Avalaz Sora Salav Nehegis Bukulon. The Ramban's telling me clearly in the Spinoch also, saying clearly that there's a lav for Karka. Vilchain Omar, now we have a new drosha. Where do you find it in the Posik? It's not in the Posik altogether. The Posik seems to be talking only about Karka. This is a new drosha. Vichisib Gumemker Loshin Rabim Lamecher Karkois. Ulamoicher metaltlin. Simkuru memker. We're talking to people engaged in all kind of business. People are engaging in karkois and they're engaging in metaltlin also. And there's a lot. Oikinoi miyad amisacho. Or it says oikinoi, that's Loshen Yochid. Talking to a Yochid here. Who's the Yochid mehem? Only the person who deals with metaltlin. The moich metaltlin miyad liyad. Now, I always thought that there are subjects and predicates. And he's telling me that the subject refers to Moicher Karka and the Moicher Metaltalin. And when we talk about what you're selling, he suddenly is telling me that it's only one of the things that you're buying. That's a little bit different, strange. He should have talked about the object. The objects of this Beloshen Rabbim, that there's an Easter for Karka and Metaltalin, and the lav is only the lav is for both Karka and Metaltalin. The object should have been the plural, and the other one should have been the Beloshen Yochid. But okay, he's making drushes. So that's what he seems to be saying, but that doesn't sound right. You should be telling about a person who I want to know what am I over on. So if you tell me I'm over on everything, I understand that. The predicate, the object, that I would understand that it's clear. There are lots of things which I'm over, and then there's something else which only some people, or only some objects that you're over with. But or I'm not quarreling with it. But it's a drosha, and it's his drosha in the Vosik. Okay, well, if I'll buy it. Now, then he says two lines down. So here he made it into a drosha gemura. Before, he seems to be telling me that there's bitul mekach, and that's all part of more than shtus, there's bitul mekach, and we're memayat karka only from shtus. And now he turns around, and the lav there is for everything. And now he says, he said this before, he's repeating it over again. The chazoras moment the yodem kabola b'metaltalin. the moment he's saying now that that's the Chazoras moment. It's only in the Taltalin, not Karka. I think he said it before also. It seems to be exactly what he said before. And he's repeating it. I don't see this as any different. Ki Ashurim Kulam Bishtus, the Yeser al Shtus, Ki Deyas Bnei Odom. The Shtus and Yeser Mishtus is again Deyas Bnei Odom. Before he told me it's a smachta, or he told me whatever else it is, and now it's suddenly Deyas Bnei Odom, unless he means to say that the Chazal were Kiveya Lefi Deyas Bnei Odom. I don't know. He doesn't say it clearly. Is this new? Is this a different way? Or is it older? What is the parish one that comes before? And the next phrase I put in parentheses because I don't understand altogether. What's this, a question? Asking why they weren't Mitzvah the Karka also. That's not important for us anymore. Or is he saying, why shouldn't they? Is he asking that they were Mitzvah it? Or is he asking, and why weren't they? Something tells me that there's something wrong with the Girsa here. But anyway, I if you can help me, please help me. Yes, that's why I did the Thursday. Maybe there are different Gersoys. I have no idea if you have anything. I mean, I just don't know Pshat. Okay, that's number one. So we have the Pnei Yeshua and we have the Ramban. The Pnei Yeshua is telling me kind of Pshut Yishol Mikro, and the Pnei Yeshua is trying to put it into the Pasuk, and we have Ramban who's trying to put the Droshes into the Pasuk. Fine. Now we have a Kasha, which is asked by two separate people. It's a very good Kasha, but they ask it with exactly the same signine. Reb Shimon, the Shari Yosher. It's Shar Hei Perik Hei. Reb Shimon asks it, B'shem, it's here. Uvimei churfai, kosavelai sheri psori, harahag Yehuda zimol. That's Zal, Rav Paris. I don't know who he was. Yeah, same somebody from Paris. I never heard the name. I don't know who he is. And he calls him a Sherry Psori, shouldn't he? Okay. He asked him. What did he ask him? He says that the Gemara is telling me that the Abiskata Maser, the Atamaser, Nochri, where Mamayat, Nochri from the Israel, the Rosh Hashanah, it's fine. This whole Shari Yeshur is this Perik is talking about Gezalakum. And even if Gezalakum is Mutter, but there's a Shibud, only you don't have to pay it. Like Priyas Bachoy, there's no Chiv to pay a Bachoy. Bachoy we come and take. Why do I have to pay a bachoy? Yerd Mechosot, the Shri'as Bachoy Mitzvah. The right, the Gemara says that Rav Nachman wasn't Mitzvah woman from Yisraimim because Lavane Mitzvah, you know, till they came and they told them that the Chayisraimim who don't pay the Yichay, that the Meshuvah to, Leizel Bosu Shivkayu. He was Machadish a new doctrine. If the Tevas Yisraimim, because they'd be Mitzvah woman. Not being Mitzvah with Tevas, the Malva, you're being Tevas, the being Mitzvah with Tevas, the Yisraimim, that's all Mutter. So it's the best interest, they call it today the best interest theory for all other things. You can do whatever you would be able to do anyway. Otherwise, if it's in the best interest of the minor. Okay, so that's it for tomorrow. And it's so Reb Shimon here says that there's some things where there's a shibud, only you're not mechuyev to do anything. I owe you the money, so come. I presume tzvisa would help, whatever, good, fine. But I have no free spot by mitzvah, there's no free spot by mitzvah. I don't have to do it. So what is gezalakum? It is like a chayiv, and there's no free spot by mitzvah. I'm not mechuyev to give it to the yakum. I would presume that if you hold like that, then you can be tzvisa. The good guy could be tzvisa. He doesn't talk about tzvisa, that's my knowledge. But so it would seem to me. So he's telling me, so he asked the kasha, There's Yireim. Yireim is, I think the Magen Avraham brings it in Archaim, in Hilchus Dalaminim, that if I steal from a goy, I guess even Gezlachim is Mutter, it's not Lochem. Not mine. Very good. Fine. That's a Shita Yireim. So he asks, according to the Shita Yireim, and he also has a Tumim, which isn't important for us. But the Tumim says that you have to say you're being Mafkia the Halva. So he asks two kashas. He's saying that according to the Yireim, I need a posse to tell me that Gezlaku, that I know it's Aku becomes Lochem. I suppose it's Nagay if I buy a bull over an Esther, and a Ma'ana the Goy, is it partly Lochem or not partly Lochem? More than Shtus, I don't know altogether. But Shtus at least, we should be Shutvim, that's not so good if it's not entirely Lochem. In any event, what he's telling me is that this is what Cherry Psori, this Rav in Paris, that's what he asked him, that according to Kasha and the Yireim, according to Yireim, I still need a posik of La Mischa, even if Gezalakum is Mutter. I need it so it should become Lochem. The same question was asked a little bit later, I suppose, certainly not from the Cherry Psori, who is Mechur Fever Shimon. Abad the Liverpool. Do you know how old it was? Where's it coming from? From Mishnah Sravaran. I don't know what's going on here. From Liverpool, it was probably still while he was in Kletz, obviously. But by the time Avuntraman got there at Yisrael, he wasn't in Kletz anymore, if I'm not mistaken. So in any event, it's the same kasha. Ashita Yireim, he doesn't bother asking about anybody else. But according to Shita Yireim, I need a misa in order to make it lochem. That's the kasha they have. And each one gives a different earth. If I look at the Shari Yosher has an interesting kind of teretz. He says that the Gemara tells us that there is one law for Meicher, another law for the Lekeach. So the Meicher we understand. The Meicher is selling, the Meicher knows what he's doing. The Gemara says that it's Kimle Bzinte, and he should know the price. And if he's selling for more than the price, he's a cheater. And what about Lekeach? Lekeach is Lekimle Bzinte. Now, again, he's very careful to say that this is just generally, you can have a Meicher that doesn't know what he's doing. Never Lekeach, who is the heart, he is Kimle Bzinte. But we need one for somebody's Lekimle Bzinte, and the other for is Lekimle Bzinte. So the Lekimle Bzinte has a very simple kashi. He's not the only one that asks us, others ask it also. If he's Loikim Nebizinte, why is he doing this? If he knows what he's doing, then how can there be a lav altogether? What are you telling him? Not to do what he doesn't know what he's doing. How can there be a lav? Al Korchoch, the lav is telling me that, like Bishas Chazor, I would say that there's no chiyuv, there's no iser. Later he finds out that anyone, either Meicher or Lekeach, basically, either one who Bishas Maisi didn't know, I wouldn't say he has to be Maxer they know. If Bishas Maisi didn't know, he's a Shege, whatever he was, he doesn't have to give it back. So you need a Posik to tell me, even if he didn't know Bishas Maisi, when he comes back, he has to give back the moment. So he says, look, go look at the Posik. You have one Lav, which is talking about the Meicher, the other Lav, which is talking about the Lekeach. And the Pasuk is telling me, Lekeach Karka does not give anything back. What does it mean, he doesn't have to give anything back? It must mean Al Karachoch Yisholoi. It's not in the Karka, is that not in the Parashat I know altogether. If you tell Pasuk is telling me you don't have to give it back, then obviously Yisholoi is not telling you you can keep it even though the other Kasha have a Shibut. That's his Kasha. Or that's his Teres to the Kasha. Reb Aaron, I think, has a much better Teres. But let me start with the Chakira. Reb Aaron has the same Chakira, but he has it in a different way. When the Torah tells me there's a Din HaInah, what is this Din HaInah? Without the Parsha, would we say that whatever happened, happened? And if there is a Din of Bittul Mekach, or that B'Masr Ishtus, is it simply because the Torah told me this Shuma is bottled? And if you come to a shtus, you got a choice. either you be mekayim the mekach or give it back. But basically, the Torah is telling you that there's a chiyuv midin gezel. That's one side of Neshua, right? Neshua said the chazor could be midin gezel. I don't need the label of gezel. But if you tell me that there's a chiyuv midin gezel in the Torah, what's the Torah telling me? Is the Torah telling me that this kind of business you can't do? So in Mele, you have to give it back, you have to pay your shtus, whatever you're doing. And the chiyuv anoach, of course, there's no chiyuv anoach. But it's simply telling me that the ordinary dinim of gezel will apply in certain cases, even the extent of bitul mekach. That would be very simple. Now, if I'm a mayit karka from that halacha, what am I left with? I'm left with ordinary dinim of gezel. There's no gezel on karka. There's no dinim on karka. Everything fits very well. Or could it be something else? That a noah is not chazoras gezelus, that the favorite can negative Neshua. Neshua says, I have to give back the money only because leisigzel. I don't know where we're getting it from. That's already a new question altogether. Where it's not in the posik. So kimu chazal, whatever chazal, or take the other derech, that the person wouldn't want bitl mekach if he can get his money back. Whatever the Ramban has to say, you're telling me that this is a new parasha of Einoah, that Einoah is a new Chiddush HaTorah, and it's got its own Gedorim, but it's not nothing to do with Gezel, and Karka is Nisnayit. So if Karka is Nisnayit, no new Dinim, we're all left with all the old Dinim. So if we're left with all the old Dinim, then I don't need Psukim for all of this. You can't tell me I need a Posuk to tell me that it becomes shaloi. It's no more shaloi, no less shaloi than gezel was. It would, whether it's shaloi or not shaloi, is all totally in dinim of nekach memker. It's totally in the ordinary dinim of gezel. If I have something that's not mine, it's gezel, and I don't need a posse for this. But if it's a new halacha, then it's a new halacha, and we're remayit karka from the new halacha. So it can't be a new chiyuv. If there can't be a new chiyuv, then I don't need a posuk for the Urayim to tell me that I'm allowed to keep it because there was a miyut in the new chiyuv. Only Rav Aaron doesn't put it that way. Rav Aaron makes it a little bit more complicated. Why he had to make it more complicated, I honestly don't know. But he starts with the Gemara and the Chayrus. The Gemara says, Esav exel shalakum smuter eino meboi. So he says, the Gemara says that if gezel akum is muter, then you don't need an iser of einoah. He says, what is this? He says, because the Gemara says that long as the kosa erachmona lav is involved in siyah, lav beribis, lav beges, lav einoah, malanoch shekain ein derech mechach memker begat. And I know it's derech mekach memker. Therefore, I would think there's no iser. I can't derive an iser gezel from other things because this is derech mekach memker. Now, I'll put in my words how he explains the Gemara. When the Gemara says that I need a posuk for Einoah because it's derech mekach memker, what is the Torah telling me here? Once the Torah gave me, this is before the Yisra Noah. Before the Yisra Noah, I say, it's Derech Merchus Memkar, therefore, whatever happens, happens. That's how business is conducted. When you tell me that business is not conducted this way, what are you telling me that it's not Derech Memkar? Don't try to steal things. It's not Derech Memkar to be a ganav. It's not Derech Memkar to cheat. Cheating is one thing, and so this is something else. I call that a din chodosh. If you're telling me that the fact is derech mekach memker makes no difference, you're telling me that I don't get the right just because it's derech mekach memker. Or is the Torah telling me that even though it is derech mekach memker, but the Torah is offering it anyway, that means it's a new din? If it's derech mekach memker and the Torah is offering in any event, then we call it a din chodosh. If it's a din chodosh, I know why I need a din chodosh. You can't tell me that makes no difference whether it's derech mekach memker or not because I shouldn't be doing this. Who says I shouldn't be doing this? It's what people do. So I need a new chiddush of derech mekach memker. So b'kitzer, I have at least two people. I have well, I shouldn't say two people so far. I have Rav Aaron, who says that Ainoa is a Chiddush HaTorah, absolutely connected what the Bnei Yeshuas needs to be saying. I think I have a Raya that it's a Din Chodosh. We'll come back to it later, because later I think I'll have to say that it's a Machlekes Rishonim. But I have a Gemara. The Gemara tells me it's a strange case. We have Mochaloi Shoveh Devov. That's the Shir of Einoi. He sold him something that was worth 5, and he sold him for 6. He got more than he was supposed to get. The Hukav Omaraches. And now, before anybody goes to the entire, suddenly worth 8. Lekeach Yochol Lach Sarboi. V'loi Moicher. It is clearly Bittul Mekach here. It's more than Ishtus. There should be Bittul Mekach. So the Gemara comes with a Chiddush, and the Gemara says that the Lekeach is Yochol Lach Sarboi. He was cheated, because even at the Pchiras HaMekach, he paid too much. He sold him Shoveh Hei Bevov, and now it's worth 8, but he has the right to be Chayzer. He could have been Chayzer before it went up to 8. But what about the Meicher? Then if we're ordinary Shtus, the Meicher could also be Chayzer. But here it can't be Chayzer, because he says, why? The Omar Lei Lekeach, you can't be Chayzer, Mr. Meicher, why not? Ilav denisani leimotzi sotaboch. What you're going to tell me that you want to be chayzer mekach because you are ma'anis, you are ma'anis anan. That doesn't give you the right to be chayzer. And I want to know why not. Why doesn't he have right to be chayzer? He was fairly stolen, fairly cheated. It was Einoa. Einoa means bittul mekach. It was more than a shtus or shtus, whatever he has right. For shtus, he also could be chayzer. So he stole it properly. I mean, he took the money of Einoa and he wants to keep it. He's taking advantage. Who says that crooks don't have rights? Crooks have rights also. And if he's a crook and he was had the right to bittul mekach, so fine. It may even be Mesak and the Yisr. I won't go into all of that. It turns out there was no Mekka in the first place. If there was no Mekka in the first place, what do you want from him? You're telling me if you wouldn't be Ma'anami, you wouldn't have made money. Of course he made money. If he was Ma'anami, you have a Vatal Mekka. You can always make money. Somebody who has a Metaltalin, he has Bittul Mekka and he gets it back, he can make money afterwards if he wants to. He's Mekka in the Mekka. So he won't get it back. And the other person is going to make money. And who says this is no good? If you tell me it's a din chodosh, I understand perfectly. If it's a din chodosh, the Gemara is telling me this is a din chodosh l'tevas hamisane. The misane has the right to invoke the din einoe. But if misane is not invoking the din einoe, the meicher can't invoke the din einoe. Meicher takes to be able to look the din einoe. I think it's a raya brewer that you have to say it's a din chodosh. I'll soon show you that maybe you could say this, some Rishonim you disagree, but that would seem to me to be the Gemara is in the Meir Es Asvina in Perix Daf Samach Gimel Daf Pei Gimel, the Pei not the Samach Daf Pei Gimel only days. I read it right. Now, if you tell me it's a din chodosh, we can take this and go a little bit further. The Marsha, and it's Daf Samach Vav, I think. The Marsha talks about the Gemara. The Gemara talks about the Iser of Einoa, and the Gemara thinks that the Iser of Loisainu could be Lava or Lovishne Lava. That I would have 2 lavin, and it's not telling me anything new. There's no new Yisranoah, but it's like Ezel. Why is Gary Loisainu means don't cheat? Don't cheat means don't steal. And you want to know what it's there for? Lav or Lovishne lavin. So comes the Marsha and he asks the Kasha, in effect, that lavin nitik lasei. And it's the Vashu like Zayla. It's a Havamin of the Gemara. Afterwards, it's all bets are off. I mean, they can't read the Yeshu into the Marsha. So he seems to be saying that it's lav hanitek, because otherwise what difference does it make whether it's 1 lav or 2 lav? And it comes along with Rebbe Akiva Eiger, and even the Mashiach says it's not a lav hanitek, so it's only shkendik. So you can't tell me that it's a lavanitik lase. So you could be oifer shnei lavan. This comes along Rabbi Kiviger, and Rabbi Kiviger asks, what difference does it make? It's not a lavanitik lase. It's certainly lav anitin with teshlumin. And for lav anitin teshlumin is also no malchus. So it's the same thing. What do I get to tell lavanitik shnei lavan? Shnei lavan is not going to make any difference. I can't give him two lavin because it will be a lav anitik with teshlumin. Now, Reb Chaim tells her, who also thinks it's a new halacha, or at least that's how I would explain what he's saying. He comes along and the answer is Rebbe Kiviger's kasha. He says that sure, there's a tzlavanit and tashlumim, but the tashlumim of Einoa have nothing to do with the Isser Einoa. When I pay back money from Gezel, it's tzlavanit and tashlumim, I stole that to give it back. When I have to give back the Einoa of Gezel, I'm sorry, the Einoa of Einoa, the Shtus, it's got nothing to do with anything else. It's like the Yisur of Ribbis. The Yisur of Ribbis is one thing, and I have to pay back the Ribbis, but paying back the Ribbis is just a Chiv, it's a Mutlan de Gavra. It's not in any way Masaka and the Yisur of Ribbis. Mechuyiv in the Ribbis, if there was Mechayiv in the Ribbis. Only there's a new halacha, I'm sorry, that you have to be meishi, the ribbis that you took, to the malva. So he says, Einoa is also the same thing. It's a chiyuv that's romi, akakafta de gavra. It's not like Gezel, but furish, not like the Pnei Yeshua. The Yeshua says, I give it back only to Gezel. He's coming, he's telling me, I'm not giving it back, mitam Gezel. And, you know, he's answering the Kiva Eger's kasha on the Marshal. I'm giving it back, not to Teres Gezel. I'm giving it back for some other reason. L'may nafkamina, for all kinds of nafkaminas. Number one, there's a machloikas, the shach, in the end of Hilchas Pidyon Bechor. Isofik, my Isofik Pidyon Bechor, my chayev or my polka. So the shach brings, there's machloikas, not everybody holds it. The shach holds that Isofik Yisro Lachumra, not Sofik Momen Lukula. And don't Sophic Rivers, I'm sorry, they said Bechor. No, Bechor they distinguish because Bechor is a Shibud. And once there's a Shibud, you see it's not a Kachafta Gavra, it's a Chiyav moment. I may be Mechuyav inside the mitzvah from the Avod, but the Torah created the Chiyav moment, didn't create anything more than the Chiyav moment. In Rivers, they say, in the end of Filchus Rivers, that the Torah created the new Chiyav, I have to give back the Rivers, but it's got nothing to do with Avod. It's a Mechiyav, it's Romi Al Hagavra. He says here you can't call the lava nidlu tashlumin because it's something which is roni al hagavra. Okay, something totally different. Now, once we see all of that, then I want to know, this is all with regard to shtus. What about shtus? I'm sorry, what about more than shtus, but it's mitl mecha? If I read the Ramban literally, I'm not sure I should read it literally, Ramban is telling me that it's Imidas of Bnei Odom, that people want Bitl Mekach. More than Shtus is Bitl Mekach. And if it would be Dins of Ribbis, it would seem to me that if you take that literally, then it should be Bitl Mekach and more than Shtus. And that's not totally in Parish of Einoa. What's it got to do with Chiyav Einoa? If Bitl Mekach is Bitl Mekach, yeah, he didn't do anything. Here, if you, the reproving results is a Chayim Lavrocha. Also a shear on Einoa, whether it's an ordinary chiv, a shavas zela, whatever, or whether it's a new kind of halacha. Only he talks all about bitul mekach. He doesn't talk about the ordinary chiv of Einoa. He wants to know whether the bitul mekach of more than shluz is a new halacha or whether it's a simple halacha the imidas of Bnei Odom. Now he quotes a thesis. And he says what he says, but and I don't understand what he's saying. But if you ask me, I think the pshat and thesis is really very simple. Sorry? The Shuri Reuven Grzowski. Okay? He quotes the thesis that I was reading from before when I was reading a Gemara. Thesis is talking about, yes, Yesa Mishnush, they have Chazer. Gemara is telling you halacha, more than Shnush. Either one can be chaser, the ma'ane and the mis'ane, both. You have your choice. Once you're dealing with this, either you're mekayim the mekach at the shtus, or you take your money back and you have to return the merchandise. You can't have both. You can't get the money back and the merchandise. But if you want, you can be chayzer, shnayim chayzer, if they want. They're all happy, but they're both happy to get the shtus back and to be mekayim the mekach with the shar shabishuv. God, no one's going to stop them. But either one can be chayzer for the mekach. So he says, kasha, dim taimar, bepeire kasvina, omrav chiste, mor chole shoveheh bevov, vuhu kavo maralches, lekeach yocholachzer, vloy meicher. The same thing. You got a kind of a bitl mekach, and okay, there only the lekeach can be, it's more than shtus, but only the lekeach, not the meicher. The says is, if you can be chaser when it's more than shtus, why can't you be chaser when it's a shtus also? Should be the same thing. But he says, I'm sorry, we should be able to be chaser on more than shtus too, but you can't be chaser on more than shtus, only the lekeach yochalach, the boy, the loy meicher. Domer le lekeach ilal de nisoni. You should be Yodel Tachtaina, you're the guy who cheated. If you hadn't cheated, you wouldn't have any rights here. So it says, just like you don't have the right to be Chayzer when it's Omad Al Ches, you shouldn't have the right to be Chayzer when it's Hebevov. Why should you be Chayzer if it's Hebevov? And we're saying Hebevov, it's only Shira Noah. Either one can be Chayzer. So let him turn around and say, he loved me, Sonny. You wouldn't have any claim here altogether. So now why should you be able to be in Vatal Mekach? I don't want to be in Vatal Mekach. Why should you have the privilege to be in Vatal Mekach? Ochinami, amai ma'ani yocholachsa. Neimele nami hamisane ilav dinisoni. You shouldn't, even for shtus, you shouldn't have the right to be chaser. The yeshloimar, says Tosis. The hoche kivin shu yeser mishtus. Havle rochok min hamekach. Yeser Medai. He's saying, Bitl Mekach, you're entitled to it. I mean, too much. Bitl Mekach, I can say, Lomo Rimisoni. Ukilu Loimocha Klau. Davale, Kiyain Vinimtsachemitz, Chemitz Vinimtsiyain. Vishnehem Chazerim. You're telling me here that both are Chazer because it's Rokoch Mehamekach, Yeser Medai. Ukilu Loimocha. Here you're telling me that if it's more than the shtus, yochol achzer because kilu loy mochar. Okay, bitl mekach. I understand. Bitl mekach is kilu loy mochar. So either one has the right to be chaser. That's the first teretz. It sounds to me very much as if this is a simple halacha of bitl mekach. You want to say different? That's bitl mekach only with tzad the chiddush haTorah. Maybe that's why I said maybe there's here. A kind of machlokes rishonim. The first teretz of Tosfos I can understand is a simple halacha bitl mekach. You want to say differently, say differently. But then comes the second one, the second teretz. The Rav Rabbi Yitzchok Reb Mordechai Tiritz, the hosom in a meichras asvina when it's mocher lehei bevov and now it's worth eight. Kish ein halikeach tevei nosa. The keach not asking for his einar. Lakach in a meichras yochol achzerbo. The Meicher can't be Chaser because Lekeach didn't start up with him. You, Mr. Lekeach, if you're going to be Chaser, then I could be Chaser too. So now I'm not going to be Chaser, and you're not asking to for your Noah. What if he would come and ask for his Noah? It sounds very strange. It sounds as if he wants it, only wants the difference between Hay and Vov, he would get the Vov. No, if he would come to bed and say, now it's eight, and I want my Vov, I want the difference between Hay and Vov. It sounds almost as if it's invited to it. Avol hoche, mairi kishim amisane tivei einosai. V'lochein amisane yochlo vatla mekach. When it's hay for vov, the misane wants his money back. Therefore, the ma'ane can also be mevatla mekach. It sounds very much as if it's a kind of a knas. I won't call it a knas, but you forfeited your rights. You didn't ask for Inoa. When you ask for Inoa, then I can answer. If not for the fact that you were Ma'ana, you wouldn't have anything to ask for. But otherwise, you'd be entitled to do the same thing. There's a Rabbeinu Yoina who disagrees with the Rivom, and he asks, well, what kind of teretz is this? You know why he's not asking for his mekach? He's asking for his. He why isn't he asking for the hinoah? I'm sorry. Why isn't he asking for the hinoah? Because he won't get it. If he won't get the hinoah, then what should he ask for? And make a fool of himself. That's in effect what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. So there. That's. I think that's how he read the Rivom. I don't read the Rivom that way at all. I read the Rivom as telling me something different. I read the Rivom as saying that in the case where it was Shovehe Bevov and was Omer Alches, there's no way that you can be Tevea Bittel Mekach because that's not in the Parash of Einoah. Einoah is now a new din, it's a Chiddush. The Misane doesn't have the right to try to claim the extra Vov when saying Omer Alches, Mecha Pesa. What are you asking me for? You got up to Ches. Therefore, I tell the Ma'ane, look, it's only because of me that this happened. You don't have the right to ask because you are Ma'ane more than Ishtus. Why don't you have the right to do this? This is the same thing I asked before. He was Ma'ane more than Ishtus. If these are ordinary halachas of Dini Momenes, it was more than this year. And there's Bittul Mekach, who says, I can't do this. I have the right to do it because that's the halacha. Yikav Adina Sahar. There's enough to be Ma'ana, there's enough to claim Bittul Mekach because this wasn't in accordance with the Shurim of the Torah. The answer has to be that it's not in the, that, that's not what the, what the Rivo meant. The Rivo meant that there's no din of Bittul Mekach here. Of course it would be Bittul Mekach. You'd have the right to claim Bittul Mekach. It's no more than proper. Bittul Mekach is Bittul Mekach. That was the first Eretz Yisrael. So here he's saying that Bittul Mekach, when I sold you, hey, Bevov, the whole din of Einoah is a Chiddush HaTorah. The Chiddush HaTorah has nothing to do with the rest of Chiddush HaMishpat. Einoah is a new parasha, and the parasha made it all L'Tayvas HaMis'ane. And if now he turns around, the Misana turns around and says, look, I'm not interested in my privilege of claiming from Hay Tavov. I'm keeping it. I'm keeping it because you're one who is Misana me. In an ordinary case of Einoah Shtus, and Einoah Shtus, each one has the right to be Chaser. That's what the Torah said in each of Hay Tavov. Hay Tavov, I can keep my money back, or I can keep the difference. That's the Padin of Einoah. Bittul Mekach of Yisrael Mishtus is also a new Chiddush HaTorah, but it's a Chiddush HaTorah not just because I come to claim it. It's a Chiddush, if I don't claim it, I'd be entitled to it also. But it's because the Torah didn't make such a halacha if it's not L'Tevas HaMisana. Not L'Tevas HaMisana, there's no such halacha in the first place. What I forgot to say, talk about before, and that's why I asked you to remind me because I knew we'd forget. Akum, because we're extraneous to all of it. If you tell me that Bittul Mekach is a din chodesh, that was, you know, my second point. The second point was that if Anoah is a new halacha and the Torah is mamayet and akum from this new halacha, what do you mean it's still a shibud? The Torah tells me that there's no din of Anoah other than a mischo. If it's not a mischo, there's no lav. The lav certainly isn't here. If there's no lav, then it's mufka from the parasha altogether, and I don't need somebody to tell me that it's that shaloi, not shaloi. It's not in the parasha altogether. Why shouldn't I be able to do this? It's not bittul mekach. The simple din is shtus, and I could be and I should be able to do this even lechatchila. Now, the mechaber says that no tzakum is mufka. But if you look in the Achrenim, lots of Achrenim say that, yes, the smite is the lav, but it's nisr anyway, like pochet neshova pruta, which we're not even talking about. But it seems to me that that doesn't make very much sense. Others, that doesn't make sense to me. Others come and tell me that it's no worse than no as dvarim. So comes the miyut is in the first place, you know, then the second one is the second posuk. Which is telling me about Einoah's Devarim. So if you want, it's Einoah's Devarim. If you want, I'll tell you it can't be Einoah's Devarim because Einoah's Devarim has nothing to do with anything that's earlier parasha. But that's a separate question altogether. Whether it is a Noah Svarim, it's not a Noah Svarim, doesn't make very much difference. If it is an Isra, it's a different Isra, but it's not the Isra of a Noah. A Noah Svarim is not a Noah Svarim. I can cheat you without stealing from you. And that's also kind of all kinds of halachas of a Noah. And a Noah Svarim goes far beyond Dini Momenus. But it would seem to me that if Gezel Akum is Mutter, if Gezel Akum, even the Gezel Akum is also, even the Gezel Akum is also, but a Noah's Akum can be in the lav of a Noah. The lav of a Noah, the Akum is the Smayit, which means it's Mutter even Lachakila. So it would seem to me, if Gamba Samachrain would think differently. But anyway, it seems to me that a Noah is a Chiddush HaTorah. And I would argue that even a Noah of Yeser Mishtus, which involves Bittul Mekach, is a Chiddush HaTorah. The Pnei Yeshua disagrees definitely on both counts. And there seem to be some people who disagree with regard to Shtus, and not necessarily with regard to Bittul Mekach. That seems to be the two Shittas and Tesis. The two Shittas and Tesis dealing with a Noah of more than Bittul Mekach, and they seem to be disagreeing with regard to whether it's a new halacha or whether it's an old halacha. Those, I think, that's a disagreement between the two Bali HaTesis. The Rabbeinu Yoina doesn't understand the Rivon, because he thought we're dealing with something totally different. We're dealing with simple halachas of Bittul Mekach, in which case, what difference does it make whether I'm Tevei or I'm not Tevei? It doesn't make sense. You can't tell me I write to Bittul Mekach only if I want to know it. If I don't want to know, I don't write to Bittul Mekach. It's not a kind of a knas that you forfeited the right to claim Bittul Mekach if you didn't claim I know in the first place. One has nothing to do with the other.